My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He is a former judge in the state of Texas, and he is a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and which has jurisdiction in many different ways over immigration policy, border security, and other areas. We want to get his thoughts on new reports coming from townhall.com this week that illegal border crossings, or at least attempted border crossings, have skyrocketed immensely, in fact, doubled since news has reached those on the other side of the border that Congress is seriously considering comprehensive immigration reform. And, Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Always good to talk to you, Greg. Thank you.
Does this report wash with what you've been told by folks along the border, or does this come as a surprise to you?
This is no surprise at all. It's consistent with what we anticipated would happen, and it's very consistent with the reports, you know, we've been hearing anecdotally along the border. But when Townhall got this information from Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, from their own information, it does seem to be quite a significant confirmation. And, of course, that report showed 504 illegal aliens being spotted crossing at the Tucson-Nogales area. That's just one area there. And they only caught 189 on intelligence cameras. And of the 504, only 174 were apprehended. And 32 of those who were spotted by the cameras had large drug load packs for Mexican drug cartels. Some were armed with AK-47s. So it is a huge problem. And what we keep trying to get across the administration and Senate Democratic leaders is, until you secure the border, even talking about amnesty becomes a magnet, just like the 1986 bill did. It draws people into this country, and unfortunately, a big number, one is too many, but many times that, in this case, over 30 times that many, they're bringing drug poisons into the country, coming in armed, is just a problem. Until we secure the border, we should not be talking about finalizing a deal. And I appreciate so much Marco Rubio pointing out that this needs to go through regular order. It needs to be amended. It needs to have open discussion. It needs to sit on the books where Americans and members of Congress can review it, analyze it, and see what needs to be done. But maybe talk about a pathway to a green card, but not a pathway to citizenship. There's just too many people that have come in legally that are now saying to those of us in Congress, look, you know, you helped us get our documents, and we did it the right way. One case took 10 years. Is it really fair to us to turn around and just give amnesty to people? It says we shouldn't have come the right way.
Couple quick questions before we let you go here, Congressman. First of all, do you believe that this influx of illegal crossings that we're seeing is a brief burst so that they'll be here if, in fact, there is a chance for them to be legalized by this legislation? Or do they sense that if this legislation goes through, that this whole process will just repeat itself, and even if they come after the legislation becomes law, that eventually they'll get legalized?
That's exactly what happened in 1986. It's exactly what is happening now, just from talking about amnesty, and it's further supported. You know, one of the Border Patrolmen said that when they have apprehended some, they've said, where do we go to get our amnesty? They've heard about it. It's drawing them in here, and we've got to even quit talking about it until this administration can do better than getting one-third of those who are crossing illegally. That's not a secure border. I don't want it closed, but it has got to be secure for the good of America. There are just too many coming in wanting to do harm and knowing they get amnesty, or at least thinking that, as long as it's being talked about in this way.
Congressman, earlier this week we talked with Candace Miller, who chairs the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Border Security, and she says the administration doesn't even have a way to gauge how effective our border security is, and for her that's obviously a huge stumbling block before she can get behind any type of reform efforts. What's your sense on that?
Well, Candace is exactly right, but it is possible to know who's crossing. I mean, in Israel, they can detect people trying to dig under. They detect people trying to come across. This president can send drones to Yemen, for heaven's sake, to blow up American citizens. You can certainly have drones flying for next to nothing along our border and then send people to apprehend those that come across. This is not, it's not rocket science. I mean, for the cost of what they've given a couple of Solyndras, we could have this, the whole southern border secure and be monitoring the northern border for incursions as well. It can be done. They're just not choosing to do it.
Congressman, do you get the sense that this is going to happen, this reform?
Well, I would say that what they're talking about is not a reform. It is a magnet to more illegality unless the border is secured first. And, Greg, if we can just get the border secured, so 504 people trying to get across illegally, we get 502 and only allow those coming in legally. Once that's done, you will be amazed how quickly we get a deal done. But they're wanting to put the cart in front of the horse, and that never works.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg.
You bet. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, former judge in the state of Texas, represents the 1st Congressional District, and he's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.